If you're sick and tired of wasting time and money at mediocre entertainment parks and venues, then this podcast is for you. The Best of Family Fun and Entertainment podcast uncovers the secrets and guides you through the hidden gems that go above and beyond to ensure a memorable experience for you and your family. We'll take you behind the curtain with expert insights from industry professionals and leaders. So strap on your seatbelts, get ready for an entertainment adventure like no other with your host, Tim Murphy.
All right, so let's go into groups and parties. If you were to have a group or a party, one thing that you need to think about, let's break them up between parties. Parties might be a birthday party. It could be an event, a graduation. People are getting together. We'll say groups are just larger folks getting together for a special event. Kind of very similar, but it might be a party might be 10 to 15 people with family members. So I'm thinking kids that could come there, but it also could be a graduation. People are getting together, or maybe it's a celebration from a company. A group might be 25 or more people, or it could be a couple hundred people are coming from a team building event, or a corporation's getting together, or it's a grad night out. So very similar things that you need to look at, that you would look at from a point of view from food and beverage and lines. Having a great party will be, when is it most busy for a party or a group? And do I need to, because they may still be open, the company or the park may still be open with other people there, unless it's a buyout, that it's only that group that's going there. When you have a party, it's not going to be a buyout, so you're going to be there with other people. So when you plan a party, do you plan at the most busiest time? You can do a party early. You can do a party late. You can do a party on weekdays, and you'll have less people that you have to compete with for attractions or arcades or running on go-karts or miniature golf. If you plan a party during the busiest time, you may not be as happy. You may not, your person that might be party, say it's a birthday party and you're having for an individual and they're having a bunch of friends there and they're bringing their families together. If it's super, super busy during the busiest time of the day, 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you might be standing in lines for a while. You might not get to do too many attractions. You may not get the opportunity to play many games if it's an arcade. If it's a water park, you may not have to go down to too many slides. Amusement park attractions, you might not be able to get on. So you need to plan properly for your party. Conversely, with a group, think about this now. When would you have a group? When is it best to have the group? Look at your age demographics. Well, if it's someone that's probably going to be during the day, it's a younger group, it's a youth group or something like that, you may want to plan that earlier in the day on a weekend if that's the case. If you can't get them together there on the weekdays, you may get them together. You may want to do this early in the day or late in the day if it's a weekend. Could be after 4 o'clock. Could be during the evenings might be the better time to get a group together. As some of the kids are now filtering out that have been there all day, it'd be a great time to bring in the group during an after hours type of event. Weekdays are great. Usually they're very slow in family entertainment centers, water parks, and what have you. But weekends, understand, you're going to get a lot of people. You're going to get a lot of people, a lot of traffic, and that's really what you're going to have to be concerned with. So if you want to plan a good party, a good group, look at your day parts. Look at the time frames you're going to be there. But understand, if you're going to do this on a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, you're going to have a lot of people there that you're going to compete with. If you can kind of plan around it, you'll be much more successful. If you did it Monday through Thursday, you'll be much more successful. If you did it in different day parts, very early as the park opens, or later in the day, you'll have a better party, you'll have a better group, and I guarantee your guests will have a better time.
That's it for today's episode of Family Fun and Entertainment. Head on over to iTunes and subscribe to the show. One lucky listener every single week that posts a review on iTunes will have a chance to win tickets for a family of four in our grand prize drawing. Be sure to head on over to thebestoffamilyfun.com and pick up a free copy of Tim's Gift and join us on the next episode.